Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Praise God. Thank God. It is Monday. Oh, Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. And I don't know about you, but I give thanks unto the Lord for allowing me to see this glorious day. Amen. Another adventure with the Lord, another day that I'm going to allow and see the Lord to show himself strong in my life. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller coming to you. I thank and praise the Lord for our host of this broadcast, Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. We send a shout out to them. And I just continue to decree long life with satisfaction for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, that God will continue to strengthen their bodies, who is weak, and I rebuke all infirmity. I bind up every hindrance, every interfere, every detraction that will come to hinder them from fulfilling their assignment. And we just thank and praise the Lord for you, Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. Thank you for your labor in ministry, your labor among the believers. Hallelujah. We need people like that. Hallelujah. Y'all, this is a glorious day, and I'm gonna get into the word. On Thursday we was addressed in fear. There's so much of fear upon the land right now. And as I did some study and about fear, we need to know how to address fear. On many occasions in the four gospels, and we're going to get into that as well. Probably might not get into it today, but maybe Thursday. We're going to get into how Jesus always, when people came to him, a certain that was fearful, he always told them to fear not. Now, yes, the Bible tells us that because of what's going to come up on the earth, fear going to grip people hard. But it's only because people don't know what God say about fear and how to dress fear. The Bible tells us that Hosea 4:6 that God people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Another word is cut off, lack of knowledge. Y'all, we need to have the knowledge of God in this hour, more now than ever. You know, just before we came on the air, and I'm going to probably do a study on it, I was thinking about when Deuteronomy, I think it's the 30th chapter, it tell us that God set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. But he said, choose life that you and your seed may live. Believe it or not, the decision we make not only going to affect our life, but generations to come and our family. So there too again, the Bible is full of instruction. I want you to hear me good. The Bible is full of instruction. God give us instructions. But I found out a lot of time because of ignorance. I want you to hear me good. Because of ignorance, a lot of time people are. They don't know what to do, and they won't get in God's word and find out what God will have them to do. Come on. The Bible is full of instruction. No one is in Matthew 6:33, he tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. Amen. All of these things shall be added. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it is so important that we get in the word and find out what God say and do what God word tell us to do. Come on, somebody. But I want you to know it's not God will for you or I to live in fear. That is not the plan of God. I'm looking for a scripture. It is not God's will. I'm telling you, it is not God's will for you or I or anyone to live in fear. Come on, you need to really get that in you. That's not God's will for me to live in fear. Hear me good. It's not God's will, my brother, my sister, for you and I to live in fear. Fear brings a snare. Amen, somebody. Okay, well, what we're going to do, we're going to go on and get in the word. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, I want to thank and praise you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we just choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, God, for the broadcast. I thank you, God, for allowing us this opportunity to bring a word to your people. I thank you for fresh manna. You said in when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray that you would give us our daily bread. That's in the spirit realm as well as the natural. I thank you, God, how even with the children of Israel, you gave them fresh manna every day. You made sure that your people had bread in the spirit as well as the natural. I thank you for the message that you have pressed upon my heart to give to your peoples. Right now, I decree that the airways is clear. I decree by the authority and by the blood of the Lamb that the airways is clear in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit will bring fresh enlightenment and understanding to those that would tune in. Every hindered spirit, I decree and declare and bind you. You will not detract or interfere or keep your people from hearing God's word. Father, I thank you because you watch over your word to perform it. I thank you for what you, how lives going to be transformed. I thank you for renewed strength. I thank you that the word that you would give today would destroy, diminish that spirit of fear that the enemy have implanted and influencing so many people because of the negative things, the negativities that is happening on this earth. You still don't want us to fear. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Our first scripture going to be coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. 2 Timothy. And there too, again, if you want to know what God say about life, you need to, you have to go and get in your Bible and read it. I want you to hear me. So many times people want other people to seek out the word of God, to find out what God say, and they don't want to do anything. I had to learn. As a born-again believer, I had to get my mind renewed. I had to find out what God say. I even shared so many times. I remember, I can recall one day when I was on my knees praying, and the Spirit of God told, well, the Holy Spirit, he told me to get up and get in my Bible and open up my Bible and find out what God say. Listen, God is not obligated to do anything or answer your prayer that we would call when it's contrary to what God's word say. So many times we got people, they get offended with God because they say, I'm praying and praying and I don't see anything happening. God have specific instruction for everything that would take place in my life and your life. God have written in his word how to deal with everything in his word. He done told us. But I found out a lot of times, people don't see Christianity as a lifestyle. They just see it whenever I get in trouble, that's when I go before God, or that's when I see God. I know it is a lifestyle. The way God created male and female, because God wanted to fellowship, to commune with his creation. And that's why God created us. The Bible tells us in Genesis how every day God would come down in the cooler day and how he would commune and fellowship with Adam and Eve. And there too, again, God wants to commune and communicate with you and I, but he do it through the word. The Bible also tells us that our spirit is the candle. The way God deal with us, he speak to our spirit man through his word. That's what the way he do. And I'm telling you, a lot of time, I don't know about you, until I got my mind renewed, I didn't experience or feel like I was victorious. It seemed like I was always being defeated. And I couldn't understand if God loved me. Wow, and I blamed it on God because of the knowledge I had about him. I couldn't understand why God allowed me, I blamed it on him, why you allow me to be defeated. Then then when I started reading the word, I found out that the Bible tells us that our adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Listen at me good. I didn't know that I was a spirit. I had a soul. My soul consisted of my mind, will, and emotion, and I lived it in a body. I did not know that. I didn't even know that God was a spirit and Satan was a spirit. I didn't know that I can be influenced by the Spirit of God or I can be influenced by the devil. I didn't know none of that. It was only until I got in God's word and I began to read his word and find out who God was and what God would do, who Satan was and how he acted. And so when I got in the word and found all of that out and begin to apply the laws and principle of God to my life, I begin to see and experience breakthrough. But I want to address this thing, fear, because some of you crying out to God about your fear, but you need to know what God have required or told you and I what to do about fear. And I thank God for 2 Timothy, the first chapter in the 7th verse. It said, for God has, this past tense, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, I'm going to go to my Amplified, and I'm going to read it for you. You know, I want you to know I'm just not shooting off words to you. I want you to know what God says. Because y'all, and see, Jesus even made it plain. When I read in Matthew 4, I think it is, and Luke 4, when Jesus was led of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil, I ain't see not one time where Jesus gave his opinion. You know, we read that, and sometimes we are bypassed where he said, Jesus, the main thing that really got my attention, Jesus said, man shall, he said, it is written. He kept telling the devil what was written. When he was being tempted of the devil to come off his fast, go contrary to what God told him, when he was being tempted, he kept telling the devil what was written. And some people, when you being tempted, instead of you, well, you can't tell the devil what is written, or you can't answer them thoughts with what is written if you don't know what the Bible say about it. Y'all listen, you need to be a student of the word. I want you to hear me good. God did not just fill them pages with words just to be there. The Bible said men was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. That's how it came about. But the enemy have used the same strategy that he used on Eve when God told Eve not to eat from the forbid. But she didn't listen. And the enemy have went to extreme measures in your life and mine and everybody else to try to get us that not to take God's word serious. That's why you see a lot of people, they born again, and even some may say they struggling with life, they being tormented with these spiritual, invisible beings, and they don't know what's going on. They crying out to God, and it appears God is not answered because you do not rightly divide, understand. God have mercy on us. He our Heavenly Father. But God wants us to get in his word and be student of his word, find out and learn about his laws and principles so we can use his word against what's happening to us. I had to learn that. I had a mother, one of my spiritual mother, the late Martha Jean, and y'all, that woman amazed me because she couldn't read, but the Holy Spirit, when I was confiding her, the Holy Spirit would give her the scriptures that I need. She has to go to so-and-so chapter. Go to the chapter in the Bible. And she would say, and read that. And I said, you sure you can't read? But that, because I wanted to know, I was seeking the Lord. I found, and God put her in my life to help me. And I'm saying to you that have tuned in, if you allow fear to dominate you, it's because you are ignorant, and you lack in knowledge about what God's words say, and you ignorant of your adversary, who is the devil. Now, I was led to believe for years that God would do everything, that I didn't have anything to do. Honey, you just cried to God. He'll do it. Once you get saved, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all, that is not true. For years, I was being defeated because I did not know my responsibility versus God's responsibility to me. And I had to learn that. That's why Matthew 6:33 tell you and I to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. You need to find out what God requires from you. I'm talking about how do, in these last days, how do we deal with fear? What to do when fear coming up? And I want to show you what the word said about it. I'm seeing in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the 7th verse. I'm finna read it now from the Amplified Translation. And this Timothy, as a young minister, a young pastor, he was experienced a lot of adversity. He was dealing with a lot of older people because he was a young minister, young pastor, really. And he was being confronted with a lot of false teachers. I can't imagine a little bit of a torment, because when I started in ministry over 40-some years ago, because of my age, a lot of older ones, the enemy would send some of them to me. Their motives wasn't pure, and they kept me in a lot of confusion because I didn't know any better. And it was when the Holy Spirit let me know, you're going to have to get in my word. And when I got in God's word and began to study, meditate on it, and apply God's word to my circumstances, my situation, I started seeing some changes. But in 2 Timothy 1:7, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. Here Paul, even though Paul was in prison, but he was writing a letter to Timothy, his protege. He was writing him a letter to encourage him in the midst of all the accusations that was coming against him, the adversity, the affliction, the persecution. He wanted to encourage him. And that's my goal today with the word of God, to encourage you. In that 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, for God did not give us a spirit of timid, of cowardness, of creaming and falling fear, but he have given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm, well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control, sound mind. Well, what the enemy does, fear come not only in a form of what you see, but it come in a form of a thought. And a lot of people is being tormented with the thoughts of fear. What I'm going to do? What if this happened? We're getting close to the election. What we going to do? If this get in the chair, if this person get in the chair, this going to be, you, the enemy is influencing you with these fearful thoughts, these negative thoughts. And because you are ignorant of Satan's device and you don't know nothing about cashing down, Paul said, I think it's in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, if I'm not making a mistake, he said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war against the flesh. And because you is a spiritual being, I want you to hear me good. And some people might say, oh, prophet, I don't believe that. Let me tell you something. I had to learn. Whether you believe what God's word say or not, it going to be just like God said. Now, you can take, and I consider this the easy way out, a way to endure, a way to conquer by doing, and find out what God said about your situation. Or you can let the enemy tell you, oh, you don't need to know that. You are, okay. You, the Bible tells us ignorant. Listen. You pay a price for being ignorant. Don't let nobody tell you. When it come down to spiritually things, when it come down, because God is the spirit and Satan is spirit, you pay a major price. You and everybody else in your inner circle or in your family, they pay a price for your ignorance. And that's why I do Romans the 28th chapter, and even in Exodus, in Genesis, and all of, they were constantly talking about hearken unto the voice of God. That was just put in there, just to be put in there. God gave mankind a plan. He gave them a plan, instruction for life while he on this earth. But the enemy went to extreme measures to get mankind, oh, I don't need that. How is it people pay thousands of dollars to be educated about things in the natural, but when it comes down to spiritually things, they pay little attention to it, and they let the enemy cause them to believe, you don't need that. That is what it, yes, it is. That's how the enemy play on humanity mindset. But he was saying, God have not given you that spirit of fear. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. He began to remind him when hands were laid on him, how he was raised up. He was raised up in the laws, in the principles of God. And he was reminding him of that, because that spirit of discouragement was suppressing him. It was tormenting him. How was he doing it, prophet? In thoughts. And that's how, like I said, we can be fear. Fear can manifest itself to us by what we see or what we hearing. What we hearing, the voices that come into us, and these voices come in a thought. Some people, even since COVID, some people haven't recovered yet. They still, that spirit of fear is there. You can't even gather with people. You can't be around nobody. Some people afraid to leave their house. They're afraid to leave their house. They taking on what the devil said more than taking on what God said. Come on, somebody. You need to know what God said. This is what we attempted to do. And like he said, he give you, but he gave you a spirit of power, of authority, of love, and of calm and a well-balanced mind. Your mind is such a turmoil. You can't even enjoy the day because you sitting around, and please rightly divide. It's okay to look at the news. I don't have nothing against it. But if you allow all that negativity, all of that to get in your thoughts and dominate, to control you and decide for you whether you're going to wake up every day and be joyful, whether you're going to enjoy life or you're going to be depressed all the time, that's not God's thoughts. That is not the way God planned for you to do it. I'm a mother. I have two children. I have seven grandchildren. And my thing is to teach my grandchildren things about life that they'll be able to endure and to overcome some of the stuff that will come at them. They'll know how to confront it. But if you ain't got in God's word, I'm sure it disturbed God how so many people allow fear to dominate them. We're supposed to have a reverence and a holy fear towards God. But people fear man. Let me get into some of these scriptures. I tell you, it's good. Okay, go to Isaiah. These are my foundation scriptures. Go to Isaiah 51. Go to Isaiah 51. And too many people is allowing themselves to be dominated and controlled by the fear of man. But I want to show you what God say about that. Now, this ain't what Prophet Miller say. This is what the Lord said, because God wants you to see it. Come on, somebody. Because y'all, I'm here to tell you, God love us, but God is not going to override your will. You got the will to know what is the will of God. You got the will to hear God, and you got to cooperate with his instruction. It's through knowledge we're going to be delivered, y'all. It's through knowledge. The Bible tells us that it's through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. But a lot of people, like I said, they'll take on everybody's word up. Well, so-and-so said this him. I've been down that road in my immaturity stage. I've been not read something the Bible say, and then I discuss it with somebody older than me, or I thought, no, more than me, and they'll say, well, child, I tried it. It don't work. And guess what I would do? I disregard what God said, take on what they said. I didn't know any better. Who know you better than your creator? And our creator is telling us through his word what to do with fear. Isaiah 51, look at that third verse. Now, if you read all the way down to the 12th verse, now I don't have time to read all of this, but I'm going to read some of it. I want to show you, because he started out, he said, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hid, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are dead. Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bare you, for I call him alone, and bless him and increase him. Now, the only way that God could bless, we are Abraham's seed, the seed of faith. The Bible said Abraham believed what God said about him, and it caused him to be in right standing with God. The Bible tells us in Romans how Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. What are you talking about? God promised Abraham a son. And after promising him a son, it was over between 24 and 25 years before Isaac was birthed or came on the scene. At first, him and Sarah, they staggered with the promise due to their age. And they, the enemy and them had them believing they had passed the age in the stage to have a son. Now, somebody listen at this broadcast, the enemy got you to believe that your situation is impossible. You've been so tormented and suppressed with fear, discouragement, and disappointment, and the enemy wants you to believe that you can't arise above it all. It's even with sickness and certain disease. The enemy got people believing that you can't overcome cancer. You can't overcome diabetes. Y'all, that's a lie from the pits of hell. Go to Isaiah 53 and 5. Go to I think it's 1 Peter 2, 24, Matthew 8. And so, go find out what God say about it. Stop believing and taking on what the enemy and everybody is telling you. I don't care if they is educated people. If what they saying is contradicted and going contrary to what God's word said, you don't have to receive it. What you mean by meditating on it? Where they said it. Because most of the time, when you and I go contrary to what is written, it's going to bring discouragement and disappointment. It'll bring fear. Oh, I know. I've been there. That's what it's going to do. But God's word will bring peace and joy to you. Come on, somebody. But look what he said. He's going to talk about Abraham and Sarah, and he'll talk about how he called them along. He did, and how he blessed him and increased him. Then he gone down, he said, for the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her wasted place, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desolate place like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people. Give ears unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for the life of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. The island shall wait upon me. And on my arms, look, shall thy trust, shall thy have confidence. I want you to see there's some things going, but I'm going to drop down for time's sake. Look at that seventh verse. He said, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not. Listen, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revile. Fear not what they saying, the negative, what they saying. He said, fear not. That's what he really saying. He wants you to fear not, like I said, and I'm going down. And he's telling them in that 12th verse, he said, wake, awake, put on strength, O arms of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generation of the old, are thou not in that have cut Rahab and wound the dragon? There too again, he's trying to encourage the people. Now listen, I want you to do a little, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. When you get out there, read Isaiah 51, verses 1 through 12. I want you to take your time and read it. I have so many scriptures about fear. And then, but I want you to look at that 12th verse for time's sake. I'm going to drop down. He said, I am he that comfort you. He's talking about the Lord. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? Now, he ain't talking about the son of man. He ain't talking about Jesus. He talking about mankind. Why is you afraid of mankind? Why are you afraid? They report. Isaiah, he even said, who would believe the report of the Lord? Well, you know what? I had to learn on this earth. In order for me to experience the abundant life, I had to get my mind renewed, get rid of all of this negative, all of this fear. Listen, you is not going to get rid of fear just by sitting up there and saying, I'm waiting on the Lord to do something. I'm waiting on the Lord. I did that. Take it from me. I've been there, done that. It was until I got in God's word, found out what God's word said about fear, what God said about my life. It was only then that I was able, come on somebody, to diminish, to get fear out of my life when I started saying what the word say. Not just knowing it, but applying it. Listen, just knowing what is written don't do you no good. You got to know how to apply. Well, when do I apply, prophet? When the enemy is bringing in these negative thoughts, these thoughts of fear that is tormenting you, holding you in captives. Jesus came and set us free from it. But listen, you ain't going to experience the deliverance or the freedom that Jesus came if you lazy. Yeah, I'm just going to have to say it. If you lazy, don't want to take time to get in the Word. Want somebody else to do all your praying for you. All your, No. I even said in this hour, in this time, man need to be fasting and praying. But you know what the devil tell? Child, I can't fast. I love to eat. Okay. You don't even know the ability God gave you. If you and I think it's Matthew 17, when the man's son, he took his son to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't do anything. And when they asked Jesus why they couldn't do it, Jesus said, this kind go on about fasting and praying. A lot of you might be praying, but you might need to add some fasting to it. You might need to add some fasting to it to get the deliverance, to see what you need to see. I'm telling you, some of you have trained yourself to take, be quick to receive and take on what man say about you. And when it come down to what God say, it can't be so. Because the doctor, so, listen, I'm not going against a doctor. I go to doctor for checkup. I have went to doctor, and they gave me certain prescription, and I follow the prescription. I take it. But my thing is, God's word should be your number one. Pride, what God said about this. God always give hope, y'all. I mean, God always give hope. But even like I said, even Isaiah 53, he said, who have believed our report? Isaiah said, do you believe the report that the Lord then gave us about you? And even right now, I'm telling you, I'm addressing fear, fear that done plagued the land. And it's sad how people is so fearful. I mean, young and old. They are fearful, and fear is dominating their life, suppressing their life. Some, like I said, afraid. Some people still haven't overcome fear from COVID. They do not. Some people still don't want to go, don't want to gather in the church. They done got complacent about life. They usually would go to church. Honey, I ain't going in there. Somebody might have COVID. And what I couldn't understand for the life of it, how is it the church ought to been, should have been your number one place to go? Church should be our safe place because the church is supposed to represent who God is. His anointing is in there, and the Bible's about the anointing, yokes are destroyed. I know what some of you thinking right now. Prophet, some people went to church, they got COVID, and some died. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how to rightly divide that. The Bible said don't believe every spirit, but try the spirit by the spirit. Now, if you had the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit was the one that leads you. The Holy Spirit would have told you whether or not to go or not to go. Now, if the Holy Spirit told you not to go to church, he didn't mean for you to sit around and watch TV all day long or sit around and watch new, listen at all this negative stuff. And listen, let me tell you something. Whatever you see or hear, you're going to take it in, and it's going to get in your heart. And the Bible says, out the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. You, what you think. The Bible says, a man thinking in his heart, so is he. You're going to be what you think. You're going to confess what you think. We're going to come through what you're hearing. And you need to have, you have to keep watching your soul, getting rid of all of that negative stuff. You ain't going to enjoy life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is a good word. Good word. Good word. But he said, like I told you, I want to read it from the Amplified. I'm sorry. We're in Isaiah 51 and 12. I want you to see what God said. Like I said, this ain't what Prophet Miller say, but you got to learn to be a student of the word. You can't just sit around and take on all this garbage and expect. How you expect to have a peace of mind and you sitting around listening to all this fearful and negative stuff. You can't do that. Yeah, it's impossible. You was not created like that. Come on now. Isaiah 51 and 12. He said, I'm reading from the Amplified, I am he who comfort you. Who are you that you should be afraid of man who shall die, and of a son of man who shall be made as destructive as grass? Why you do? Then he said that you should forget the Lord your maker who stretched forth that. Why you see? If you listen at what man say, you'll forget everything God done said. Come on, somebody, and that's what the enemy after. He don't want us to take heed to what God said, and please don't do it. Don't apply it. It took me some years to learn what I'm saying. You might not get here overnight, but please hear what God's saying. God don't want you to be walking around here in fear. He don't want you to do it. Okay, let me give you another scripture. Let's go to Proverbs, the third chapter. Let's go to Proverbs. I know I ain't going to get Proverbs, the third chapter. I want you to see this because, like I said, God, I can tell you not to fear. I want you to hear me, and you might be okay for a spell. But in order for you to continue to live free of being fear, now what you mean free? Now, rightly understand what I'm finna tell you. Fear will always come backwards and forth to all of us. But you need to know what to do when it show up in what you see and the thoughts that come to your mind. You got to know how to take authority over it. That's why Paul was saying to the Corinthians, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And some of you, you so fear for being tormented, and you're going to continue to be like that. Now, I can bind it and rebuke it off you for a season. But you're going to have to get in the Word of God and find out what God say about fear and what God would have you to do. Are you following what I'm saying? Like I said, Christianity is a lifestyle. Victory, you got to know it's a lifestyle too. But you got to know what to do. I had to learn. It's a diligent process. You know, some people learn to practice and it's a habit to them. You know, just a person that get drunk. When they first started out, they might have drank every night, but they made it a habit. And now they feel like they can't do without it. The enemy of this old one, but you can do without it. God didn't create you that way. All of us were created to receive or be reconnected with God. All of us came, every creature came from God. Each one of us came from God. God wants us to return to him on our own. That's why we're free mono being, free agent being. You got a will, I got a will. If I don't want to return, God ain't going to make me. But that is God's desire that all of us will come to him. That's why he tells us in Deuteronomy 30 chapter, he said, I said before you, life and death, blessing and cursing, choose life that you and your seed may live. Everybody in your family, father and mother, grandparent, they will benefit. Your grandchildren, my children and my grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren is benefiting because I choose to live the way God say live. I want you to hear me. This is so important. And some of you made some bad choices, bad decisions, and some of you ain't never repent, and you need to repent. God, forgive me. I was young and dumb. Where the Bible says, when you're young, you're foolish. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. And God, I want this thing to be erased because I don't want it to interfere with my children, my children's children. No, I'm serious, y'all. This is real. I talk to people sometime on everybody, and I listen at the way people talk. And some of them, they don't understand why things happen the way they happen. They want to blame God. They want to blame the devil. They want to blame everybody but themselves. No, you can't do that. Prophet, I thought you were talking about fear. I am addressing fear. Like I said, a lot of times, we want a quick fix. We want everything instantly, suddenly. It don't work like that in the kingdom. It don't work that way. And some of you frustrated with God and everybody, stop it. Stop. Just stop. That's what the enemy wants you to do. Then he want to bring in offenses, unforgiveness. Come on, somebody. Stress, strife. That's what he do. And all of those things violate the laws and principles of God. Oh, man. Okay, I'm in Proverbs 3. I'm in Proverbs 3. I see I ain't going to get through with this here. We're in Proverbs, the third chapter. But look, now in the beginning, I want you to really pay attention. In the beginning, he said, first verse, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my command. For length of days and long life, peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thy own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Then he said, be not wise in thy own understanding, fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Now, I'm going to go down for time's sake, but read all of it. Read all, I'm telling you, and I'm going to drop down to that 19th verse for time's sake. But you need to read all of it. A lot of times, we would go in a chapter, and we would skip everything that bring us into that verse that we really want. We'll bypass everything. Oh, I'm going to use this. I ain't concerned. No. You can't do that. That's what you call pulling scripture out of content. You don't do that. You know. I mean, you know, I have went to the doctor and certain prescription they gave me. Thank God I'm not on a lot of that now. But they'll tell you, you take this pill at this time in the morning, then you go take another. And, you know, I made it my business to follow their instruction because I trust they knowledge, their information. Well, guess what? When it come down to God's word, I got to be the same way. Now, a lot of time with medicine, thank God for my children, spiritual children, and my natural children, they taught me, and I learned this when my mother was living. I always did a research on medicine to find the after effect. Well, y'all, why can't we get in the word and research God's word the same way? Look at the 19th verse. It says, the Lord by wisdom have found the earth, by understanding have he established the heaven. By his knowledge, the depths are broke up and the cloud dropped down to dew. My son, listen, he's still telling. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and decree. So shall they be life unto thy soul, grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely. Look at that. So thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yet thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of suddenly fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Now, he's telling you, he's giving you instruction what to do when fear show up on the earth or show up in your life. But there too, again, this scripture is not going to be affected if you don't take it in consideration and believe and trust, have confidence in what God says, and apply it to your life. It's not going to work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work if you don't do it. It's like in St. John 14, a familiar passage scripture. Let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God, also believe in me. Listen. Your heart's going to continue to be troubled if you don't apply that word and get some more scriptures with it. That's why I say you got to be, the Bible is, I call it a manual for life, for humanity. This is a manual. Most automobiles you buy, they come with a manual. Appliance, it tell you if this go wrong, if it stop working right, you can call this number or you can send it back. Well, the Bible give us specific instructions. But a lot of people want to bypass. They'll sit, and I used to do it. They'll sit up if they depressed or distressed, and they'll read TV or sit up and eat everything that they can put in their mouth. I'm not being little of you. I'm trying to help you because you don't allow the enemy in your soul, a defeated foe, a defeated spirit, a lesser spirit, a weaker spirit done torment you and got you sitting in the house fearful. Honey, I'm scared to leave my house. I don't want to get COVID or that other thing they call it. I don't know what they call it. But like I said, the Holy Spirit in us will lead and guide us. He'll tell us what to do, where to go, what not to go. Okay? But you see what he's saying? I want you to see that. He said, then he would tell us when we keep God's word and trust what God's word said. He said, then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shall not be afraid. Yea, thou shall lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And look what it, he said, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. You see that? He's giving you instruction. But my thing is, do we follow his instruction? If you don't follow what God said, you ain't going to experience what he say. Hallelujah. This good word, prophet. Proverbs 29:25. And like I said, as God was showing me, I ain't even gotten near half of the scriptures I want to share, but you know, the Lord knows. Proverbs 29:25. We're gonna go, but like I said, go read all of it. Don't. And I'm not telling y'all to take my word. I'm asking you to take what God's word say. God don't want us living in fear, being tormented. Jesus said, "I came that you would have life, have it more abundantly." He wants you to enjoy life, but you ain't going to enjoy life if you allow fear to torment you, to control you. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy. You're not going to be a successful pastor if you allow that fear, that timid, that cowardly spirit to dominate you, to control you. You're not going to be able to fulfill your assignment. And I'm a witness. He'll do that. He'll have you to be fear of people. He'll have you to be fear of their look, be fear of their personality. You know, it had been time I was in, went around said, and then, and you're not sitting there, you know, they got a PhD degree, they got a doctor degree, you know, they got all this college, and they know how to express themselves with their words, they so eloquent with it, and you ain't, don't you do. See, that was fear we're trying to hinder me. That's what the enemy tried to use with Paul Moses. Remember when God called Moses to go forth in the enemy? And Moses was, he would stutter. And God said, Moses, I gave. But after that, God said, I tell you what, Moses, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let Aaron be a prophet to you. You tell Aaron what to do, and Aaron will speak for you. And y'all, I'm here to tell you, you are somebody special. And if you're a born-again believer, your heavenly Father don't want you to live in fear the rest of your life. Some people fear dying. Y'all, all of us going to die. It's appointed unto man daily, Bushaka. It's appointed unto man once to die, after that, the judgment. That's settled within me. I talked to my church, mama going to die one day. That just it. That's the plan of God for all of us. But I have eternal life through Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection. I've been ministering on this word. A lot of people got heaven in their view, but they don't have judgment in their view. You're going to stand before the judge, according to, I think, St. John 5:22, I believe. But Jesus is the judge. We're going to be judged by the word. We're going to be judged. Yes, we is, y'all. Don't let people deceive you. And, y'all, that's why God give a fivefold ministry gift. Yeah, I know some leaders might not know, haven't come into the knowledge of, but guess what? You have a right to get in the Bible and read it. And if you don't understand it, God will bring understanding to you. Proverbs 29:25. What does it say? It said, the fear of man bring a snare, but whoso put it, his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you put in all your trust in what man said, it bringing a snare to you, a trap. Now, I'm not telling you not to be cautious when you go out. I'm very cautious. you know, I'm cautious where I go. I take caution everywhere I go. And but it's based upon what God's word say. I don't know about you. I love my home, but I like the outdoors too. Now, the only reason why I don't be outside a lot now, because it's fall, you know, it done turn cold, and I don't like cold weather. But sometimes I get in my car and just go to the mall and just walk and just look, because I'm not going to be stuck in my house all the time. God forbid it, and I do too. And it's the same with you. We got some people aging, you know, older people. They fear for going. I better not go out. Well, you know they said because of your age, you're the first one prone to get COVID. Come on, church. Come on. Is you saying that ain't true? I'm not saying it's not true, but what I'm saying, what God said versus what they say. And if you ain't been a student of the word, please make up in your mind, my time is about up, and I ain't got in but what? Four scriptures, but the Lord knows. But I'm telling you, get in God's word and see, get in your concordance and look up every scripture on fear. Now, I'm talking about the fear of man, but if the Lord allow me, I'm going to show you what it means to have a holy and reverent fear of God. That don't mean, ooh, I'm scared God gonna do this to me. No, 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 no. I had a holy reverence for my parents. And I had to learn to trust them because they loved me. Yeah, my daddy was very abusive. My daddy made us do certain things. He beat it into us and all of that. But I'm talking about a good parent. Your reverence, you're supposed to reverence them. Respect them and trust that they're going to do what's right by you. And I have that about God. The Bible even said you don't fear the one that is able to kill the body. And y'all, we living in a time, we got a lot of people fear man more than they do their creator. And only a man can't do nothing but kill the body. But God have the authority and the power to do with soul and body and cash it. I'm telling y'all, this is not God. God don't want you to be walking around here in fear and being tormented all the time. God wants you to enjoy life. And through Jesus' coming, death, burial, and resurrection, you have everything you need to enjoy life. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you your heart desire. And this is what he's saying. I'm going to read it again. It says, the 25th verse, I'm in Proverbs 29, 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso put his trust in the Lord shall be saved. That's God. Y'all, I tell you, I ain't going to finish. I ain't going to be able to get to all my scriptures. Y'all, I got so many. And I tell you, these scriptures have blessed Prophet Miller. Because guess what? The same fear that attack you. You don't think it attack me or try to come and suppress and hold me down? Come on, somebody. Fear is fear. And the enemy have used fear as a tool to suppress and torment people. The Amplified, Proverbs 29 and 25, it said, the fear of man bring a snare, but whoever lean on, trust in, and put his confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high. Do you see that? You see? We're supposed to lean not to our own understanding. Proverbs, we're not supposed to be wise in our own self. We're supposed to trust in what God's words say. And I'm telling you, that's why Isaiah 51 said, who you going to, why should you be afraid of man? He going to die. A woman, they going to die just like you. That they children, they going to die too. They going to go to the grave. But God is the one. Y'all see, as a prophet of God, one of my number one and most assignment is to turn people's heart back to their creator. That's my most and number one assignment, to turn people's heart back to God. That's most of my mission. If you that done tune into this broadcast, if you listen a lot, it's constantly talking about get right with God. Get back in total alignment with God. That's my assignment as a prophet. You know, some people say, why you don't prophesy about houses and land? Because if you get back in total alignment with God, follow God's laws and principles, you ain't got to worry about that. Matthew 6:33, when you read that whole chapter, when you get down to that 33rd verse, before you get to it, talk about take no thoughts for your life, what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink. But it said God take care of all of that. Do y'all not know God watch after the grass? You know, in the summer, we don't have to mow the lawn that much now. But we could cut it one day and it grow the next week. God makes sure it grow and God allow us to cut it. But God responsible for it. Well, God is responsible for you. And God don't want you to be suppressed and tormented by fear. And I'm telling you, the enemy have these little demons that they speak and they show up in what you see. They show up in your thoughts and they talk to you constantly and torment you. And you so afraid. You're afraid of dying. You're afraid of leaving the house. You're just afraid of everything. And that is not God's will for you. I can't stress that enough. That's not God talking to you. Let me read this again. This is my last scripture for today, so I might as well go and expound on it some more. Proverbs 29:25. I'm going to read it from here. It says, the fear of man bring a snare. You know, a snare is like a trap. When I was a child, we used to have rats in the house. Yeah, rats. Rats, fluor. And my dad would get a rat trap, and he would put cheese on it to bait the rat. And y'all, we had some big ones too. But sometimes we would wake up the next day, sometime during the night, we would hear a snap. It would snap. And I had them in my first apartment. And they would catch them. I was so afraid of them things that I was afraid of a rat now. Them little, ooh, Jesus. But anyway, the fear of man is a snare. But we supposed to lean on, trust in, and put our confidence in the Lord, because it say it's safety. God wants us to stop allowing fear to torment us and turn our attention and our trust and confidence on him. You know, I haven't spent this time talking about fear. And like I said, I got many more scriptures, many more. And the more I read these scriptures, I'm sure it's going to help you as well as it's going to help me. Okay, it's 12:58. Let's go to Psalm 27 real quick. Psalm 27, I said I might not get in there good, but I'm sure this might be a familiar passage of scripture. Psalm 27, come on, Prophet Miller, Psalm 27. Let's try to create. It said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power. You got to get yourself strengthened by what God word said. You got to allow your relationship, strengthen your relationship with God. The way you do that is in his word. Because y'all, I'm telling you, here's the most stuff going to happen on the earth, more than what COVID. But God still don't want you and I to be afraid. Do you hear me? Stop allowing the enemy to torment you with this fear. That is not God. I don't know. I can't stress that enough. And as we finna come off the air right now, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I rebuke that spirit of fear right now. That person that been being held captive and in bondage with mind-binding thoughts of fear, I rebuke it by the blood of the Lamb and by the authority in Jesus' name. Even from a child up, I take authority over that spirit of fear that have followed you around majority of your life. Now, by the authority in Jesus' name, I intercept it, I overthrow it. I rebuke it and I bind it by the blood of the Lamb, by the sword of the Spirit, and I release peace. I speak peace to you, a sound mind. God wants you to control your thoughts and not your thoughts control you, because that's how the enemy brings fear, by what you see and by your thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Continue with me on Thursday at 6. We're going to continue this series as the Lord allow us, because God don't want you to live in fear and be tormented with discouragement and disappointment. Jesus came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Enjoy. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day, but go back and read them scriptures. Get in your concordance and read up on fear. And I promise you, you'll find yourself, the peace of God will come and set in. Isaiah 26 and tell us, he who mindeth on the Lord, he'll keep him in perfect peace. When you and I get the word of God in, it'll help you. Enjoy the rest of your day.